The next man I looked at was Arthur Frederick Evans. When I found out about Captain Evans was that he was an architect and his father was the owner of all the collieries around here. And like so many men, he'd rushed out and joined up as soon as war broke out. He'd joined the 17th Battalion of the King's Liverpool Regiment, which was based at the Watch Factory. And this was the very first PALS battalion in the country, which is another thing that Prescott should be shouting from the rooftops. Like a lot of educated men, he was quickly recognised as not being material for a private soldier, and he was granted a commission. And that commission placed him with the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. It seems from the records that he wanted to get overseas, he was desperate to get into action, but kept getting held back to do training because he was an educated man. And eventually his unit was earmarked for Gallipoli, and he sailed out to Egypt, ready to land at Gallipoli, but the withdrawal from Gallipoli took place in January 1916, very sudden, and clearly he was in Egypt, he never got sent over there. So he came back to the UK, still kept applying to be posted to France, still kept getting turned down. So in the end, in 1917, he applied to join the Royal Flying Corps and was quickly accepted. And he trained on Handley Page HP-100 bombers. The 100 indicated the wingspan. And if you think that it was only a little over 8 years earlier than that that there'd been flight in the UK for the first time, these things were absolute beasts. They were just string and wire, but they were 100 foot wide. In October 1918, 6 weeks before the end of the war, he was posted to France. And a couple of weeks later, he went on a bombing run and his plane crashed on the way back and he was killed. So he campaigned for 4 years to be sent into action. 2 weeks after he got sent into action, he was killed in a flying accident.